Hi, everyone. Welcome to another segment of the Pondering Nerds Show. We ponder hard and we talk about so many things going on in nerddom. Today, we're going to talk about Apple patents. And with me are my fellow co-hosts, Alyssa.
Hey, guys.
And we have tonight, Lance.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? Yeah, we are talking about Apple patents. And if you guys follow tech news at all and you've heard about Apple patents, pretty much you know that Apple does not play around when it comes to their domination over technology as much as they can do so. The sheer number of patents that they have yearly, it's pretty daunting. And if you follow tech news, it's just what they cover is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to their patents. They have design patents, they have various product patents, just so many different kinds of patents. And so I wanted to go over for myself as little as possible and as lazily as possible the kind of patents that are out there recently, and the more curious and crazy and baffling ones that I found in tech news. I wanted to understand for myself what their reasoning was for some of these patents. I'm talking shapes, I'm talking materials, I'm talking shit that you really wouldn't think was patentable, but I mean, if Apple sees so, then it will attempt to do so. And oftentimes they win. So all right, so I'm just going to get into it. I made a list of the more recent patents that have been making news. And some of them are the following. Mood-associated characteristics. They patented this. Pretty much it has to do with mood-based delivery systems, which are probably going to be used for ads. It was filed early this year, in January. And it's pretty much, it reminded me of when Facebook revealed that they were doing research on their users by weeding out different posts on their news feeds that fit into an emotional range that they wanted to conjure in users. They wanted to like tailor it to have a reaction from users. And by and large, it worked. They did see a change in different users' posts after they altered their newsfeed. And rightfully so, a lot of people were pissed off about that because a lot of people were misled into thinking that Facebook wouldn't do something like that. Although in their terms of service, they did outline that they would use user data for research purposes and stuff. So Apple patenting this mood associated characteristic system, it really reminded me of that. And I mean, it's just a matter of time before they use this technology. They weren't granted it, but we'll see how that goes.
I mean, all they have to do is just keep trying. It's like any other, like, just like with any other thing, politicians or any company does. The reason why a lot of companies win is because they don't stop. They're going to find someone or some way to put somebody in a position where they can pay them off and say, yeah, we need this done. But if you want to get this particular position, we're willing to put a good word in for you so you can get there. But once you're there, you know, you're going to have to do X, Y, Z for us. You know, wink, wink, Republicans. But anyway, I've been following Apple's like patent news stuff for like years. Not just Apple, just like Samsung and a bunch of different companies where they've had the tech news people would call it a patent wars. Where I think at some point Apple barred Google from selling Nexus phones in the US because it violated one of their patents or something like that. I think it was Slide to Unlock or something. Mm-hmm. And even done the same thing to Samsung. They said that, oh, it looks... There was this whole famous case where it was called Dress Trade. If I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but they argued to the court saying that their tablets, or no, their phones look too much like the iPhone. And they will confuse customers. And I was just like, what the fuck? It was like, you know, so... You know, the judge pretty much said, "Do you think your customers are stupid?" And they essentially said, "Yes, we think they're stupid." And you don't know, Samsung and Apple both said they think their customers are stupid, and they won't know how to identify which is an Android phone versus an Apple phone when the differences are clear as day.
I mean, maybe if you're, like, not from this generation, maybe you're from a previous generation.
Right.
Then maybe I can understand because they, you know, they probably don't know the difference between a, you know, an Apple, a Samsung, a Windows phone. You know, they're not used to it. They just see, like, oh, you know, like, just for, you know, up to a few years ago, just until now, my dad just got a smartphone because he didn't believe in it, and he doesn't know the difference between these phones or, you know,
right,
because they look the same to him, so.
Yeah, they're essentially black triangles or rectangles. I mean, that's what all these phones look like now. It's just this slab of glass and plastic and metal.
Pretty much. It's just, that's a smartphone in a nutshell. It's just a flat phone with a shiny screen. And, you know, they all have cameras. They all have, you know, microphones, you know, all fancy stuff, videos and YouTube and all these apps. You know, they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
But eye devices do have a unique look to them. So
there's a very distinctive,
definitely have that going on for there.
So if you're born before like Generation X, you know, it's new, you know. It's a new thing for them. They're like, oh, they're both shiny and glowy, and you know, you can both swipe your finger on it, so
that's very true. But that was like one of the cases that I remember back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And these companies, they'll keep trying. Like if they're denied a patent, they'll just file it again with a different twist or more specific,
they have the money, they have claims. The lawyers,
and they'll just try again, you know, if at first you don't succeed. So another patent that they've filed for is a rectangle with rounded corners. Yes, they patented a shape.
Yeah,
that's and they were a little
actually ridiculous. Granted that.
That got granted to them?
Yeah. You know what? Let me double check on that. And if I'm wrong, this will be cut out.
But wait, if they patent actually a shape, does that mean, you know, do they own just the shape itself? Does that mean nobody has permission to make anything of that shape? Like I have a Samsung phone and that's a rounded rectangle. Or is Samsung gonna get sued for that? Is Etch-a-Sketch gonna get sued? Is because Etch-a-Sketch is a round rectangle?
Yeah, right. But like, I think that this will give them the right to go after companies who they feel is a threat. Like if they come out with a product that has the features that they patented for, they have the right to go after them. Also, they can license the right for other companies.
Yeah, it's a great way to make money.
A feature.
What are their cell phone companies or tablet companies going to do? Make a sharp, you know, rectangular phone so you can scratch your hand on it?
Triangles.
A lot of people don't know this.
Rounded triangle phones.
Microsoft actually won a patent against Google for, I forgot what it was.
Never mind. I said Rockstar because I was reading up on that.
Microsoft won a patent against Google for some sort of procedure or technology in Android where Now, every single Google, any phone that's running Android has to pay Microsoft $5. Any phone, any company. And because they won this, they're actually, Microsoft makes more money on Android than Google does. So, yeah. So it's a way to make money as well as to just threaten other companies to, you know, keep them down.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Apple won.
Oh God.
Are they gonna sue Nintendo since their handheld, you know, like 3DS is a rounded rectangle.
Has rounded corners.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, maybe all future game systems are gonna be ovals. Maybe.
They're probably just like it's almost like a shakedown. Like I've always, it's almost like a mafia shakedown. Like, hey guys, you know, we got all these guns and stuff around this neighborhood, and I feel like if you pay us a little bit of money, we'll protect you. You know, I feel like the patent offices, I feel like they're run by the mafia because it's almost like they would approve anything now. Which is
ridiculous.
Fucking stupid.
That's they're probably, you know, that means all like the dishware companies are probably gonna go out of business since, you know, they make trays that are rounded rectangles. You can buy a serving tray that's obviously a rounded rectangle. Are they gonna get sued for that?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if they'll go that far, but I think when it comes to devices that are close to what they release. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They might go after products like that.
Yeah, maybe it's only like very specific to phones, like cell phones or any sort of.
Yeah, their field, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they're patenting a shape, that's a little, I don't know. It's weird.
Extreme? Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted to do this.
I mean, I know the jewelry company, Tiffany, they, you know, they own the color Tiffany blue, but that's a color. So.
Are you serious? Wait, what? You can own a color? Or, well, yeah. I mean, Tiffany blue.
You can own a word. King won the rights to candy, but of course they went back on that because they're fucking crazy.
Yeah, Tiffany blue. That's where the name Tiffany blue comes from because it's owned by Tiffany and Company.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why all their boxes, their Tiffany boxes, are of that particular shade of blue.
What are some of the other patents there, Vicky?
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I just wanted to say on that, like it's one thing to have brand recognition and to have a color scheme that fits your brand. It's a part of your company or whatever. But it's another thing to patent a color, like just. Like, why go there? I don't know. Anyway, so they also patented a multi-touch GUI system where pretty much they patented a swipe.
Yes.
it's described in the application as a graphical user interface for interpreting a finger gesture. So if they wanted to give their devices the finger... If I wanted to make a device using a finger swipe of some sort,
you're shit out of luck.
there goes Nintendo's products, I guess. I mean, technically, you're supposed to use a stylus, but you can use your finger too if you need to. If you couldn't somehow get the stylus out in time, you can use your finger to, like, you know, touch the screen on your 3DS or, you know, on the Nintendo Wii U. Controller, you could just use your finger to swipe back and forth.
Really? Okay.
Well, here's how they described it in the abstract. It says, a portable device with a touch screen display detects a finger in contact event at a first position on the touch screen display and identifies a user interface object associated with the first position. The portable device determines whether the identified user interface object is movable across the touchscreen display. For an identified object that is determined to be movable across the touchscreen display, the portable device detects a sequence of one or more first finger out of contact, one or more second finger. Oh my God, it's just like,
so this? Is every is every other phone... It covers, like,
every kind of thing that you could do with your finger.
Not even. One touch. So does that mean every other phone or device that's not owned by Apple is going to be sued? Because, you know, like I said, I have a Samsung phone. I could use my finger, swipe back and forth. Any smartphone, you know...
If they so choose. Yeah, it was granted in 2011, so... Yeah.
That's right.
And then we have... Seriously, we have other patents that they were granted to, like spiral glass staircases, and of course their glass cube store, which is actually pretty long of a process in the making for them to get this patent, but it was granted to them.
I'm pretty sure glass spiral staircases have been around before this, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, honestly, when I think of glass, like glass building structures or whatever, I do think Apple. So,
well, I mean, they are building a people call it the flying saucer.
What?
Yeah, out in Cupertino, they're building a new office in this like they bought a park. Apparently, I'm not sure if this is accurate or not, but it's where he grew up, as Steve Jobs, that is. He grew up around this park area or whatever, and that's where he decided to build, like, he bought the park, and then now he's building a new headquarters for Apple there. Well, I'm saying this as if he's still alive, he's dead, but, you know.
He's still with us, come on.
So, you know, there. So it could be because the entire building is curved. So there's no corners in the building, and all the glass are curved. So maybe that's why. But at the same time, I don't see the reason for that. I don't see what could they possibly gain. Like, how are you going to gain money from that as well? Like, what? I can't make a round part of my house. I don't understand. Like, what? With glass,
Apple. I feel like glass because houses Apple. Have been around way before this. Yeah. I mean, where does that term "he who lives in glass houses should not throw stones"?
Yeah.
So yeah, they'll just build. I guess all of Apple employees, I guess, you know, they should follow by that expression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's ridiculous.
Well, so they should. One of the patents that I thought was really cool was their design of a digital remote control that uses pictures for navigation for their Apple TV. And I think that's really cool. And it makes sense because all of these different tools, these different devices that we use now to surf channels and stuff, not all of the devices have channels with numbers on them. So to choose a channel by its logo or something, that makes sense to me. But yeah, they patented that as well. And that was pretty recent. It was around March of 2014. I don't think that it was granted, but they filed for this new remote control.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, maybe that was the whole thing about him. Because I believe in his book, right before he died, he said he cracked the problem with televisions. So maybe that's what it is.
What,
Steve Jobs.
Usability? Oh, okay.
Well, he...
For Steve, stuff like what, Apple TV, it doesn't...
Not necessarily Apple TV, the product, but just the whole thing with the ecosystem of televisions. He claimed... his whole stance was, when he came back to Apple, was to control everything from the top bottom, from the top to the bottom. So, you know, all these patents make sense to him. His company, because they want to be able to control the experience everywhere when it comes to buying their product. And one thing that a lot of people said they couldn't do was break into television, which he did actually try to attempt to do so, not with Apple TV, because he calls Apple TV more of a hobby, because they don't when he was alive. But he claims that he found a way to crack the issue with television, because right now television sales are pretty stagnant. You're not something that's, like, across the board phenomenal, you know. But he was claiming that, yeah, I got it. I know what I'm doing. But I don't know if that he would actually gave them the plans or whatever. So who knows? Maybe that's the next step into the television world.
Well, guys, obviously, Apple has a lot of patents being created and being granted, and there was no way that I could ever properly summarize them. I tried, and we had to break this segment up into two parts, for God's sake. But if you guys know of any other cool patents that we should have talked about, sorry, and you could school me in the comments. Let me know which ones I should have covered. The half-assed way that I do. And
we'll put it all in our show notes, the ones that we wanted to talk about and everything like that. So technically, sure. We covered it all.
But I learned a lot. I learned a lot from doing research on these patents and stuff. And I just want to thank you guys for listening in, tuning in. Let us know what you think in the comments. And we'll see you in the next segment.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Bye.